Andrew Snyder on KRLS Radio. This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know with a full audience in front of us. It's Isaiah Kettler with the Pella baseball team joining us. Isaiah, are you ready for this kind of different interview today?
Yep, very ready.
Awesome. Well, first of all, let our listeners know what high school sports and activities you've been a part of in your 4 years here at Pella High.
I ran track freshman year, and I've played baseball for 4 years.
Question I ask often, especially of athletes that, you know, tend to be pretty good at certain sports, is there another sport you wish you could have played in high school? It could be boys or girls, whatever, and if so, what would it be?
I like volleyball. When we play jungle volleyball for homecoming, it's always fun, and kind of wish there was a men's version of that, so yeah.
Well, I mean, what would you be, a good server, good spike, just love the big spike, the big jump spike go down kind of thing?
Yeah, spiking is definitely my favorite.
Awesome. Well, here's the rapid fire part. Your favorite or go-to pregame ritual? Is there something you do before games, anything that kind of sets you up for a big night?
I think most nights we go to Casey's or something before the game, and that's kind of just fun to, I don't know, gets us in the right mindset to before the game.
Warm-up song. Do you have a go-to artist or song, playlist, anything like that?
I don't think I really have a go-to song. I kind of mix it up. Depends. Depends what Ryan's playing, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Ryan, in our group interview, had alluded to that as well. I heard a lot about Applebee's. Is there a favorite menu item post-game at Applebee's?
I don't know. I switch it up there, too, a lot. But I think there's this one mix of all the appetizers that I normally get.
Okay.
So just one of everything, I guess.
Yeah. Isaiah's a well-rounded player. He's a well-rounded diner. That's all good. Your favorite class in high school?
I think government is pretty fun. Okay. I think it's always fun to learn about that stuff.
All right. Favorite opposing place to play? Is there a certain place you've been red hot before or a certain venue that you've enjoyed the most?
I like Norwalk the most, I think, especially when I pitch there. It's just a nice mound. And I think the atmosphere is always good, too.
Awesome. Favorite movie, especially if you're watching with the guys or something, is there a go-to movie that you have?
I'd have to say The Italian Job. I watched it more recently, but I don't know. I just really liked it a lot.
That's a deep cut. We haven't heard that one yet. Do you have a favorite holiday?
Probably Christmas.
Okay. Any reason why? I mean, it sounds like a pretty obvious answer, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Just time off of school and get to see all your family.
Awesome. We're here with Isaiah Kettler, a segment we call Let's Get to Know with an audience of his fellow teammates here joining us for this segment. A question I ask everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones? And feel free to cheer or boo depending on his answer.
Definitely Hawkeyes.
Yeah!
This class of 25 has really been very Hawkeye heavy. Any reason why for that growing up?
I think like my whole family likes them, so I just kind of grew up rooting for them and gone to a couple football games, and that's been really fun.
Do you have a favorite Hawkeye memory, a moment that you watched with your family or anything like that, or a game that you went to?
Got to go to the Nebraska-Iowa football game this past fall, and that was a really cool experience. They won on that walk-off field goal. So.
Yeah, pretty good crowd there as well for that game as well. Let's shift gears. What is the best vacation you've ever been on so far?
I'd have to say Arizona. Just because there's a lot of spring training games there, so enjoyed baseball again, and it's warm there, palm trees, so yeah.
Have you been to, how many MLB stadiums have you been to so far?
Probably 5 or 6, if I had to guess. Probably 4 or 5 spring training stadiums, though, so.
Okay. Which stadium is a must for you that you haven't been to yet, and why?
Camden Yards in Baltimore. That's just my favorite team, and I'd like to go see them play sometime.
Awesome. And do you have a favorite all-time Oriole, then, someone that you looked up to growing up? And if so, who is it?
Adam Jones.
He
retired a while ago, but I liked his high socks. And I got his jersey, and I'd go outside and dress up and wear all that, so.
Awesome. And in terms of if there is a famous person, maybe it's Adam Jones, if there is a famous person in history you'd spend the day with, who is it and how would you spend it?
I'd have to say Adam Jones again. Probably just ask baseball questions.
BP?
Something like that.
Do BP,
yeah.
With Adam. That'd be fun.
See what he had to say.
Ask this one a lot of people. Time travel, are you a past person or a future person?
I'd say past because, I don't know, I just want to see what it'd be like there. I mean, technology is good and everything, but I feel like I just want to see what it was like without it.
Is there an era that you think you'd thrive in if you went back for a day, like to be able to go through, or a specific moment in history that you would want to witness?
I'd say like the late 1900s, probably. Just what I've always wondered what it'd be like. So.
Awesome. Another one here. Let's see. There's such a good list of questions here, guys. I'll have to try and get some of you guys on here as well. Do you have, let's see. You guys have any questions? Yeah, anything you want to ask Isaiah? This is your one chance to ask Isaiah Kettler anything you want. Lake Kalman has asked,
what is your Subway order?
I get a foot-long Italian urban cheese with chicken bacon ranch and onions and lettuce.
Okay, that's a pretty standard and a good one there. I guess I'll ask this last question. I already asked you in the group interview, but what are you looking forward to most about this year with these guys here and having an opportunity to play Pella baseball one more time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've just been working for it for a long time, and it'll be really cool to see what we can turn it into and just see everything pay off after so many years.
Awesome. Isaiah Kettler, it was awesome to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you.